News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's no wonder so many of us are lonely. Friendship has become harder and more complex, so writes Irish Times journalist Laura Kennedy. And Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the podcast Tough Loves, joins us on this. Stephanie, the text line, we've been talking about this all morning with a view to you coming on, and the text line is alive with really awful, awfully sad text. Loneliness. I thought my life was wonderful. I was ready for anything. I had two wonderful friends, but they both died at separate times. My world was upended and has lost its luster. I don't feel like facing my day ever since. Like, these are coming in hand over fist.
Well, that's really interesting. First of all, good morning, Ciara. I think that is really interesting. And in some ways, I'm not surprised, because I myself, and both clinically and personally, always think that the making of friends and the expanding of your social circle is something that people kind of give up on quite a lot. You know, after, you know, after that first phase of life, that first sort of 20 years, then they meet maybe parents, you know, at the schoolyard, if they're, you know, into that phase of life. But people then tend to stop. They go into a kind of a complete, you know, ebb. And it's a big mistake, because we know an awful lot now about how important, well, first of all, our social connections are and our friends, but also you know, and I know that life has become, people are more socially isolated by virtue of, you know, the online world, the remote working situation, all of that. So there's a lot of opportunities, as well as the normal opportunities that are slipping away in life. There are many more normal opportunities that have slipped away from people. And so, instead, we just can't be accidental about friends. We have to really be quite intentional about it, I think.
You say we give up on making them, but we need to not be passive, and that we need to be more active. Like, for example, this text has come in. In the new world of working from home, it's had a major impact on creating connections. I have worked in a place for many years, and many of my colleagues are retired or moved on, so I find it very difficult to make friends, because I work through a computer. But, you know, other ones are coming in saying, I actually have made friends online and I play video games with them at night. Do you have to sort of adapt and innovate?
Well, I think, yes. I mean, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with online friends. That is part of it. But we also need friends in the real world that get us out of the house, that we meet with, connect with, and have that vibrant, you know, interface with. So absolutely, friends online are friends. You know, people on the phone are friends. But I would like to see all the dimensions to that friendship, because the core, if you think about it, Ciara, the core of friendship and a deep connection is that you share things together. And actually, some of the research shows that it's sharing our flaws and sharing our sort of stories, that's a big part of how we deepen connections. So, you know, when people have things in common and they can share and enjoy, that's really important. But I think that, because even that person saying there, they're dealing with the world in many ways through the computer, we all know that is the case, you know, in a much greater degree, to a much greater degree. Now, we need people to think differently about friendship.
Sure.
I think we need people to think much more, you know, much more intentionally about it.
If you are somebody and you're you know, you're older or you're just beyond the stage of your own kind of youth, and maybe your own children becoming a source of friends through their pals or what have you for you.
Yes, exactly.
If you are at that stage, what do you do? Because I'm just now thinking, and I'm in the very lucky position of having good friends. But if something happened to those friends, I've no idea how I'd make other ones, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. And that's a place I meet people quite a lot. It might be after a breakup, might be after a loss, or friends have died, a very close friend has died, or obviously a partner has died. So there's a lot of times that, I mean, the ebb and flow of life is such that you know, your friendships are going to change. And I always feel that we should be constantly, not in any kind of overly rational way, but we should be always sort of adding to our sphere, not just letting it stay stagnant. And I think when you start new things, or you engage in new hobbies, or you get involved in new activities, you meet new people. They don't have to be your best friend, but they are a kind of a set of connections. I always think of it a bit like a social map, you know, like, you know, the way they talk about food maps, you know.
Yeah.
You have a few at the top that are really important, but all the others are very important too. And so you have kind of a series of connections.
Yeah, just don't be passive about it. Just, I suppose, keep an open mind, Shane, to new people coming into your life. This is a very sad, a very sad text. And thank you for that indeed, Stephanie. That is Stephanie Regan there, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the podcast Tough Love. This text has come in. It's heartbreaking. Hi there. I grew up in a very abusive family. I married an abuser and I subsequently got divorced. Because of this history, I have been unable to sustain any friendships. I'm now in my 60s. I have no friends. Loneliness is literally killing me. I have no reason to live anymore. I just feel old and useless. And at this stage of my life, I will never make a friend again, as I have no idea how to. I'm so sorry. And thank you for reaching out to us this morning. That is one of the beauties of radio, because we do hear you and we do like you listening. And the Samaritans might be a good place to start. 116123 is their number. And you're not alone, because the text line is full of people saying the same thing as you. And, you know, don't give up hope, I suppose.
No. And do reach out and talk to somebody.
The Samaritans are great for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just for an ear even sometimes. You don't have to be depressed. You just, if you want to talk, they're there.
116123 is that number for the Samaritans. Thank you for everyone who got in touch on that issue. You spoke really eloquently and honestly in those texts, and we really appreciate it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.